Welcome to another episode of the Catbox Chronicles. I am Justin.
And I'm Mel.
And we are going to be once again talking about what we did this summer, including what we did over the weekend, which was, oh boy, quite an adventure.
Almost melt.
Yeah, it was quite an adventure to Wisconsin. But first we want to say a word about something that happened in the news yesterday. We lost a huge part of our childhood and a lot of people's childhoods. She was one of a kind, and it's just a huge blow. If you haven't heard by now, Olivia Newton-John passed away yesterday at the age of 73 from breast cancer. And apparently, I didn't know this. I didn't know she was suffering from breast cancer, but apparently she's been fighting it for over 20 years.
Oh, wow.
She's had a number of procedures that, I mean, just a huge loss. And I was a big fan. I used to have a crush on her. I don't know if I told you that.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I was a Olivia Newton-John fan. Of course, she's famous for being in the movie Grease, starring her and John Travolta. And she's had a string of hits, you know, of course, Physical in the 80s, you know, Hopelessly Devoted to You, all those...
From Grease.
From Grease, all those classics that you know. Xanadu, of course. But yeah, that's just a huge loss, and our thoughts go out to her family and to all you guys who may have been affected by that, because that was just a blow that we found out about last night. Yesterday afternoon, they announced that. So on that note, let's go back to something more positive. So with this being How I Spent My Summer Vacation Part 2, how did we spend our weekend? Go ahead and reiterate what we did this weekend.
Well, we took the scenic route out of Minnesota due to construction on 94.
Where were we going at first? What's the big thing we were going to?
Well, I was going to get there.
Okay.
But
I'll let you go.
And then once we got out of Minnesota, it was smooth sailing. And we went to our Airbnb in Hartford, Wisconsin.
Yeah, Hartford's a little town that's about, I don't know, 40 minutes from Milwaukee up to the north. About 20 minutes from West Bend, where we were staying.
Where the event was.
Where the event was. And it was the West Bend Cash Bash. And I believe this was the 14th year of this.
Yeah.
The West Bend Cash Bash is a mega event. It's a mega geocache event where over 1,000 people come from all over the place, mostly the Midwest. Because West Bend, Wisconsin is the geocaching capital of the world. And they have over 1,600 geocaches within like a 30-mile radius of West Bend.
That is cray-cray.
It's insane. And, I mean, you could spend weeks there and never find all of them. So they also have events. They have, like, themed things. This year's theme was fun and games.
Yep.
I don't remember what last year's was. But they had
a theme.
Did
they have a
theme? I don't think they did. No. It was just go do the geo tour. So they have this thing called a geo tour, which you find 20 or so geocaches and you get a coin for completing it. Of course, they have cash prizes because it's called Cash Bash. They give up to $1,000 away. They give $50, $100, $250,
$500. And of course, we didn't win.
Of course, yeah. They give you these little tickets and you get a lot of tickets for completing things. You get red tickets for prizes and you get blue tickets for cash. So, as Melanie said, we ran into a ton of traffic Friday because MnDOT is working on Interstate 94 between Oakdale and the border of Wisconsin. And it's just let's just call it what it is. It's a clusterfuck right now.
We took an hour-long scenic route.
Yeah, it took us an hour to get maybe 10 miles, which is ridiculous. Never should have happened, but that's the way Google wanted it to be. But like I said, going through Wisconsin wasn't too bad. We got to our Airbnb around, 9:30-ish, 10?
Yeah, 9:30.
It was kind of funny because we got there and we weren't sure if we were in the right spot.
Well, we could see the guy through the window. No, we weren't being creepers. They just had a large picture window with no curtain.
We were being creepers. No, not really.
So we could see the guy through the window and we there's a side door with a light on. So we rang that doorbell.
And it was the right address, so we knew we were kind of in the right spot because it was, you know, it was the same address as what the Airbnb was. But it was just nobody answering. We rang the doorbell on the
front
one side.
Door,
yeah.
side door.
I walked around and I was watching the guy because he seemed to be watching a movie and I could see him on the couch. And then Melanie sent him a text through the app and...
No response.
So I was standing by the window kind of thinking, what are we going to do?
Being a creeper.
Yeah. Well, is this the right place? Are we where we're supposed to be? And he must have gotten a text or looked over and saw me because they had a light that was kicking on, like a motion light. He must have looked over and saw me and was like, whoa! So he came out there and he's like, I'm so sorry.
He's like, we were watching a movie and it was just so good. I got
really into it and I just lost all track of time. You know, you should watch it. It's called Everything Everywhere All at Once. And lo and behold, right in front of me right now is a DVD copy, or Blu-ray copy. Ooh, fancy. Of Everything Everywhere All at Once.
From Redbox.
Yeah, ooh. It's a Redbox. We are certainly rolling in the dough.
We fancy.
Here. Yeah. All your contributions to Catbox Chronicles have made us be able to afford this. So, anyway, so yeah, he was really into that movie. He was like, yeah, it's a great movie. I got stuck in it or lost in it or something. And he said, my wife and I were watching this. So he took us up to the room and everything and showed us around, told us the rules and just typical Airbnb stuff. And we spent the night there.
Well, typical for the most part, except every time we came in, we were supposed to ring the doorbell. So grandma knew that we were there.
Yeah, there was a grandma living upstairs. His grandma. It was a weird house. It was like three different houses put together. You know, upstairs was, I guess, the old lady's apartment, and then the two Airbnb...
Another living area.
And two Airbnb rooms with a little common area that had a TV and her fridge and air conditioner in that window. The other Airbnb room had an AC in the window.
Ours did not.
And
Grandma liked it at 79.
Yeah, if you are ever in Wisconsin in August... or anywhere in the Midwest for that matter, you know how humid it is here, and you know how hot it can get in August.
Oh, and don't say, well, open the window, there was wind.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, it doesn't
matter.
No. Uh-uh.
There was no wind until Sunday.
No.
Wind was non-existent.
So it was miserable in that Airbnb. I mean, it was a fine Airbnb. It would be better if they had air conditioner.
It was clean. The bathroom was clean.
Yeah, very nice bathroom.
Very nice. Very nice room. Very nice bathroom. Very nice community area.
The two criticisms I had, of course, were it was hotter than hell in there, and the pillow sucked.
Well, I didn't have time to get a neck ache like I did up in Duluth because I was awake every 2 hours because it was so hot.
Yeah, I think both of us got maybe 2 hours of sleep, 2.5, 3,
well,
somewhere.
Well, no, I got more than that. It was just broken up into pieces.
Yeah, you got more than me.
Well, I eventually, the first night, because the other room wasn't occupied Friday night, so I eventually went to sleep out on the couch because that was a lot more comfortable.
Well, yeah, and they had an AC out there, so that, I mean, it kept kicking on and off, and... The next day, I let it run because I lowered the temperature. They didn't say anything about it. They didn't do anything.
No, it was still low when we left, though, if you looked at it.
Yeah, it was on 72. Because when we got there, it was on 75, and it kept kicking on and off throughout the night. But anyway, so the next morning, we woke up and we went into downtown Hartford and found a geocache that was inside a building. And it was pretty cool. I guess I had a lot of favorite points. But then we went to this coffee shop. In West Bend, what was the coffee shop?
Cafe Floriana.
Ooh, yeah. It was like in a fancy little upscale neighborhood part of West Bend over by the park. If you've ever been to West Bend, you know Regner Park. That's where the main part of the event was happening. It happens every year. It was right across the river from that. Mm-hmm. West Bend's an awesome town. We've been there twice now, two years running. This is our second cash bash. So if you're wondering, back up again, what is geocaching? We did an episode on that. It's in the first season. Go back. I think it's episode 30. It might be the season one finale. Go back and listen to that if you're confused as to what geocaching.
Episode 30 would be the season two finale.
Okay, so it was episode 15. It was What in Blazes Was a Geocache. That's the title. Look for What in Blazes Was a Geocache if you're lost as to what geocaching is. So anyway, there's this huge event that they put on. 1,000 people are there. They have 3 or 4 days worth of events. Starts on a Thursday, but the official event starts on Friday and Saturday. The Saturday is the big, big kahuna.
Next year, we're going to take Friday off so we can actually have time to get there and not leave after work.
We don't have to leave after work and get there. But anyway, so after we got coffee, we went over to the event and checked in. And that's what you have to do. You go in there and you say, you know, you sign up and everything, and they give you a little packet and in a bag.
A bag.
A baggie full of stuff.
Not a baggie. It's like a
baggie?
No, it's not a baggie.
It's not a bag.
It's one of those, like, drawstring.
Yeah, you can make it into a backpack.
Bags that college kids wear that has, like, it has, like, a book in it where you can collect stamps, and the more stamps you get, the more tickets for the drawing you get. And then it had a crossword puzzle or a word find puzzle.
Yeah, and it had a Monopoly board because the theme, like I said, was fun and games. They had this Monopoly thing, and if you did the Adventure Lab, which is another type of geocache, you could fill it in and get the bonus stage. So we spent the majority of the day doing that.
It was hot.
Yes, it was like 90-something degrees,
95. It was miserable.
And
once again, no wind.
Most of the geocaches there were put in the woods. So the second you walk into the woods, the mosquitoes go, oh, there you are.
I had a mosquito bite square in the middle of my chin.
And you had a mark there, too, for a little bit. That was cool. But they were all cool. I mean, there was one that was looked like a giant mouse trap. That was the second one that we found during the day.
And then there was an Ouija board.
There was a Ouija
that
board.
That was magnetic.
There was a clue game. There was a couple of other ones that we didn't find. We didn't really have time to look at the 22X series or whatever.
No.
But every single game you can think of, there was like Scrabble, there was Twister, there was Legos. We did find the Lego one. There was, I bet there was a Battleship one. There had to have been. But anyway, any game you can think of, they came up with a cache for that. And I thought that was awesome. The one thing I like about West Bend, and this was only my second year, so I don't know if they do this every year, but they have themes. And they were asking at the end, you know, what should we do next year? And we came up with
a renaissance
kind of like history. Yeah, like a world history thing.
They also had a bingo card that you could fill out, have other cashers fill out. You couldn't fill out your own.
I think they do that every year, though. I remember that last year.
Yeah, but I don't remember filling ours last year. I think this was the first time we actually got both our cards.
And you get more red tickets if you fill the bingo card out. If you get a bingo, they give you like a certain number of tickets to win prizes.
Yeah.
And of course, they do things like they take the big photo. There's people from geocaching.com there. They're called lackeys. Both Melanie and I met the lackeys.
And Signal was there.
Yeah, two people from Seattle came all the way to Wisconsin just to meet us. So.
And one person from a different part of Wisconsin.
Yeah, she was a Wisconsin lackey. But anyway, so we ate lunch at Texas Roadhouse, which was okay. I mean,
like last year.
Last year they did something where the businesses were in on it more. I don't know if
they didn't.
They didn't do that this year. They gave you stamps.
Yeah. I can't remember what you got if you got the stamps.
I think it was more red tickets.
Oh, could have been. But yeah, the businesses didn't do that.
Each of the geocaches this year had stamps inside them, so I didn't figure this out until, like, later, until it was too late.
Yeah, but last year they had the stamp thing.
Yeah, they had the stamp thing as well. You fill in this little booklet. They give you the booklet, and there was, like, 66 geocaches they hid. Our friends that, you know, had a day lead on us, they only were able to make half of it, 36.
I mean, 66 caches is a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah, and there is so much to do there. I'm telling you guys, if you ever go to this West Bend, you will not be bored. There is so much to do there. And that's what I love about going there, and I love about this area. I mean, it's a whole new area for us, for one. We don't get to Wisconsin as often as I'd like, but, you know, there's so much to do
there. We could make time to do that.
Yeah, we could. Yeah, we should. We will. That's another episode for another day. So after the event was over, we didn't win anything. We took the group photo. There was a community celebration event that we went to, kind of. Our friends invited us to Milwaukee. And what did we do in Milwaukee?
We went to this really awesome restaurant.
It's right by the Milwaukee City Hall. If you've ever been to downtown Milwaukee, City Hall is like really predominant. It's a huge sandstone, beautiful building, you know, very old, very sandstony. There's a hidden alleyway.
Well, the alleyway was...
Well, it's not hidden, but it's an alleyway. And it's got this James Bond mural right by it. So if you're in Milwaukee, go downtown right now and look for the James Bond mural. If you're from Milwaukee, you probably know this.
It's called the Safe House.
The Safe House, yeah. So what is this place about?
Well,
should we spoil it for them? Or
no.
Should we? Let's not spoil it for them.
No,
just
what
go
film
there.
Would that be?
Yeah, just go there and experience it for yourself. We'll just tell you that. It's an awesome place. I'm glad that my friends took me to it and Melanie. There were six of us because...
two of our friends had already been there.
Yeah, they had already been there and they recommended it to us and I recommend it to you guys, the listener.
I also recommend.
We could have gotten food there, but I guess the wait was an hour and a half and it was crowded like that. I've never seen a restaurant so crowded or a bar. Restaurant,
it was a
bar.
Restaurant.
Yeah, it's kind of like a pub. But so what happened after that?
So after that, okay, so when we got there... They were like, it's going to be an hour and a half wait to eat. And we're just like, oh, well, let's go get a drink at the bar. We could have made a reservation and just waited at the bar.
Yeah.
Or we could have just ordered food at the bar.
We were there for a little over an hour.
So that hour and a half really wouldn't have mattered.
Sure.
Anyway, so after having some drinks, our other friend was talking to these ladies from, what, New York?
I believe they're from New York, yeah.
And they are talking about this, like, awesome pizza place, whatever. So we decided to go there. That place is even more cramped, and it was hotter than shit in there.
Yeah, it's an indoor restaurant, and it was hot inside there. They had fans going. I don't know if they had air conditioner. I don't think they did.
Like, here's
if
the
they
thing.
Did, it wasn't working.
I was already miserable.
Let me look up the name of that.
From, like, the being outside all day. So
We will tell you the name of the restaurant, and this is full disclosure. This is not an advertisement for this restaurant. This is a...
They are not sponsoring us.
Yeah, they're not sponsoring this. This is just a word of warning. Ballesteros? If I could spell Milwaukee, right? Milwaukee. In Algonquin means the good land. They have a Pabst Mansion there. Oh. Ballesteros Blue Mound Inn. It's a little bit west of downtown, right by 94 and Highway 18, Blue Mound Road. And it's a upscale pizza restaurant, kind of Italian.
Upscale for sure.
But there were
$20
like,
for an entree.
Yeah, well, it's pricey. We'll just say that. And there were people in there that were like super dressed to the nines. You know, like there must have been like a bunch of family things going on. And I mean, it's got an interesting atmosphere, but it was hotter than, as Melanie said, hotter than hell in there. The pizza was good. What happened to that pizza, by the way? Is it still in your car?
It's in the fridge.
Is it good, do you think?
I don't know. It was overnight in the car, but it cooled off overnight, so is it still good?
Yeah, I don't know if it's still good or not. Should we eat it tonight and get sick?
Oh, I mean, if we warm it up, it might be okay.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah, so this restaurant was, the service was a bit slow.
So I was
a bit
hot, hangry. And just wanted some AC.
Yeah, here it is, almost like 9:30, and we're getting our food. We were there for about an hour.
Yeah,
we left the safe house at like 8:30, and we got there at 9. And by the time we got our food, it was like 9:45.
But then we had to go to Walmart to get different pillows and a fan.
Yeah, because the Airbnb had terrible pillows. That's another thing I forgot to tell you, or I might have told you.
But because the thermostat was set at 79. The fan didn't really do a whole lot.
It moved the air around. I definitely slept better Saturday night than I did Friday.
I did not.
I did.
Well, you woke me up twice Friday night.
Well, it's because you were snoring.
I can't help that. I can't help what I do in my sleep.
Well, and I even had a white noise thing. I have a white noise app on my phone that kind of helps.
He, like, pokes me and he's like, shut up.
I didn't know you heard that. I thought you were asleep still. Oops.
No.
I said, for God's sake, shut up.
Like I said, I can't help what I do in my sleep.
Well, I mean, it wasn't your fault that the place was hotter than hell and, you know, the pillows were shit. But, I mean, I would stay there again, but I would stay in the other room that actually had air.
Absolutely.
Or maybe in a different season. I don't know. We haven't been to Wisconsin in the off season. But anyway, so that kind of wraps up what we did on...
Well, no, we didn't talk about the pancake breakfast.
Oh, yeah, well, Sunday morning, what did we do?
We went to the pancake breakfast.
Yeah.
I haven't had pancakes in so long.
Every Sunday after the event, so it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. On Sundays, the Wisconsin Geocaching Association puts on this flippin' good pancake breakfast thing you can do. It's all optional. You don't have to actually, like, do it if you don't want to.
But if you want good breakfast.
So it runs from, like, 7:30 to 10, and they serve all-you-can-eat pancakes for $5. Not a bad deal. And they give you, like, sausage and orange juice and milk and all that kind of stuff. Every good thing a good boy needs to grow, they give you that. But we also went back to the coffee shop and avenged a DNF that morning.
Oh, yes. Oh. Also, on Saturday from the coffee shop, if you like the sandwiches that Elvis used to grill, the peanut butter banana sandwiches.
Peanut butter banana.
He did. Instead of grilled cheese, it was a grilled peanut butter and banana sandwich. One of their summer selections at Cafe Floriana, also not sponsoring us, mm-hmm. just a recommendation, is the Elvis Frappe. It's like a caffeinated banana.
She put your heart in a blender and hit frappe.
So if you like bananas that have a coffee twinge to them. That drink is for you.
Yeah, and we also got like a cookie thing the first day. It was okay.
Camp cookie latte.
You know, my parents are probably going to get on us for drinking flavored coffee drinks, but oh, who cares?
You only live once.
Yeah, YOLO. Anyway,
and the second day,
both of us got the same drink. It was like a black chocolate.
Dark chocolate.
Black chocolate. Of course, chocolate's black. I'm not racist.
Brown. Chocolate is brown. Dark. It's called Dark Magic, and it's a mocha, but it tasted like somebody just warmed up milk and like melted chocolate.
It wasn't bad, though.
No, it wasn't.
No. And I was actually surprised. This is totally off topic for everything else. Gas prices in Wisconsin were a lot cheaper than they are here in Minnesota. Although today it was $3.75 at the Holiday in Maplewood.
Sweet.
That's 20 cents with a discount, though.
It's still $4.06, $4.09 by us, though.
Yeah, it's Wisconsin's got the right idea as far as cheaper gas. So after eating breakfast, where did we go?
Well, we went to the coffee shop and to avenge the DNF.
No, I'm talking after that. Where did we go after we left West Bend?
We went to one of our favorite places.
This is another recommend coming up. We went to Wautoma, Wisconsin.
Woohoo!
Yay! And everybody that's in my family that's listening to this knows exactly where Wautoma is because we've been there probably 20 times, 50, 30 times. I don't know. I lost count. However many summers we've been there. But there's this place called the Silver Crest, right off of Highway 21 in Wautoma. I guess it would be southwest of Wautoma. I always get turned around there. Every time I go to Wautoma, my brain goes, ooh, what's north, what's up, what's down? So it just, every time, it's guaranteed to happen. But anyway, there's a place called the Silver Crest, and they have really good steaks there. They weren't open, unfortunately, on Sunday because they were short of cook.
But normally, they're open for lunch.
We got to take a few pictures, and I activated an adventure lab that I set there a couple weeks ago.
And our friends found it immediately after.
I don't know how the hell they did it. They were right; must have been right behind. I'll have to do some digging.
But then, did you see? They also found. They went to the sculpture garden
in Marshfield.
Yeah, north of like Marshfield, and talked to like the 84-year-old creator.
I saw the pictures.
Yeah, I want to go there.
Excuse me. Anyway, so yeah, that was that. And we went to the Melty Wilty.
Got some awesome custard.
Yeah, the Melty Wilty is also a place in Wautoma, and it's a staple. It's got, you know, good old Americana food, like burgers and chili dogs and things like that. It's been there since 1947. Longtime veteran listeners of this podcast in my family will know what that is, too, the Melty Wilty.
Oh, Bobo took Gibby's spot.
Yeah, we got a cat looking at us now, watching, critiquing our podcast.
He's
here.
Wigging right
he's
now.
He's wigging out. What's the matter, Chevy? He's like, go ahead, continue talking.
You wonder what we're doing? He's like, what you doing, Dad?
Anyway, so yeah, after that we drove home, pretty uneventful drive, just a little bit rainy.
Glad to be home. I slept really good last night.
Oh yeah, it's nice to be in, you never realize how much you love your bed, unless your bed sucks, but.
Well, one, it was cooler, because
yeah,
we got to open the window.
We have air conditioning, plus it was like 20 degrees cooler here last night, and it goes down to 50 something.
And we had fans.
Yeah.
But it was also really nice at the pancake breakfast, though, mm-hmm. too. Like, it was comfortable. I didn't feel like I was going to puddle like the day before.
I tell you, sitting out in the sun on Saturday was just miserable.
Well, that's why we got back
to the
park before the drawing, so
both
we could
of us,
get a table in the shade.
Yeah, both of us lost weight, but then the sun drifted over to the other side, and we were all baking.
Oh, we were going to bake regardless that day.
But anyway, if you're ever in West Bend, Wisconsin, sometime in August, the date kind of changes. It's on one of the weekends. And you're interested in geocaching, they have also beginner classes so you can figure out what geocaching is and how to do it.
Yes, this past Saturday at 11, was it 11?
11 o'clock. 11:30? They had like a beginner geocaching class.
So don't be afraid to go to the events if you're interested, because you never know, they might have classes that will help you.
Yeah, and I'm sure they have like GPSs and things that you can figure out, or like show you how to use your phone.
Well, that's part of the beginning geocache. Yeah.
So, and there, like I said, there's so much to do there. It was fun. It's fun every year. We're planning on going back again next year, but we're going to take Friday off so we have a little bit more lead time.
And we're going to pick a place to stay a lot sooner than like
closer,
2 weeks before.
Preferably in West Bend. But that will wrap up our weekend. So what are we going to talk about next weekend?
We could talk about Duluth.
Yeah, let's talk about Duluth. We went up to Duluth earlier this summer when it was nice and cold.
In June, with your parents.
It was freaking freezing up there, Mr. Berg. So we're going from one extreme. We went from super hot this weekend to
cold. Okay, I don't know why you guys exaggerate this. It was only cold by the water.
No, it was cold up on the hill, too.
It was not cold up on the hill.
You're just, like, super warm all the time, so you have no say in this. Your opinion is irrelevant. But,
no.
Yeah, it was fun. And my parents came down here to Minneapolis to visit us, and we went up to Duluth and spent several days up there. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about maybe Better Call Saul, one of these episodes, because that's coming to an end.
Yeah, tonight's the second to last episode.
Yeah. Next week is the last episode. This week is, by the time this episode airs, it will have already been, so we got one more episode after this. So this is the last episode coming up this week. If you're not cut, I'm going to miss it.
Big crocodile tears.
I know. I was thinking this afternoon. I was like, God, what are we going to do? I'm going to miss
Ozark
it.
Is done.
Yeah.
Better Call Saul is almost done.
We can talk about Ozark a little bit. We can talk about Better Call Saul. We can talk about other shows we watch. Stranger Things, of course.
What shows are you guys watching currently?
Yeah. What's going on?
We started the Umbrella Academy.
Yeah, that one's pretty interesting. We'll say that.
You don't like it?
No, it's interesting. It's
interesting and liking something.
It caught my attention. I've already seen several episodes. So,
tell us what shows.
I just
want
to know why the guy has a small head.
You already know why the guy has a small head. But tell us what you're watching, what you've been doing this summer.
Yeah.
Have you gone anywhere?
thecatboxchronicles@gmail.com. We're on Instagram. We're on the Facebooks. We have a Facebook group that we don't use as much anymore. We need to.
I use the Facebook group.
Yeah, I know. You post almost every day in there. There's some pictures of our geocaching exploits on the Instagram post. Of course, I got it my own.
I posted the Ouija picture. And I posted the mousetrap
And you can
picture.
See the mosquito bite on her chin.
Sure can, the
yeah,
one
right
and only.
Yeah, right in front and center. Oh, we didn't talk about that bonus catch. Well, do you want to really quickly talk about that stupid situation with the bonus catch?
The one where you didn't listen to me?
No,
sure,
let's not
we'll talk about that.
No, let's not talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. Anyway, it's something my fault that was stupid. That will do it for this week's episode of the Catbox Chronicles. I want to get out of here before Melanie unloads on me on that one.
I'm not going to do that.
Okay, we got to get going anyway. So, hope you enjoyed this week's episode. We'll come back with part 3 of what we did this summer, and we'll talk about Duluth next week. So, see you guys then.
Peace.
And rest in peace, Olivia Newton-John. We miss you.
R.I.P.
Yeah, it's terrible news, but we'll get through this, guys. It's a big loss.
Go watch Grease.
Yeah, go watch Grease in her honor. That's an order. See you later.
Peace.